This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom and Anthony today, reading from Isaiah 49, verse 4. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord. I tell you, have you ever felt that? I tell you, Elijah felt that. I have labored in vain. He was running away from Jezebel. He was under a broom tree. I have labored in vain. Oh, I know. Everybody that follows Jesus have been discouraged. I'm going to tell you today, discouragement is going to be unveiled. What does it mean to be discouraged? To take heart out of. You do not need your heart to be taken out of you. You need to be encouraged to have heart, the heart of Jesus, put into you because you're loved with an everlasting love. Oh, I know how the enemy works. He tries to wear us down through discouragement. And I'm going to tell you, all the apostles felt discouraged. After Jesus had been on the cross and dead and buried, they felt discouraged. They felt worse than discouraged. And yet, God had a plan for these apostles. And the plan was to establish the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. A plan that would bring the gospel to the world and to the nations. Oh, yes. That's what it's all about. Oh, are you discouraged today? I tell you, that is the walking stick of the devil. Discouragement, walking stick of the devil. Maybe you need to just get back and take a rest. That's all you need, some of you. Just take a rest and forget about everything for now. Maybe you need to tell yourself, I'm sick of being discouraged. This is not the will of God. I will do what I'm supposed to do, and I will do it even if I'm discouraged. How many times have I faced this microphone being discouraged? I couldn't tell you the number of times, but yet God spoke His word to the weary, and He spoke the word to the homeless. I tell you, I know what discouragement is all about, but we have the hope of eternal life through the blood of Jesus. I have eternal life flowing through me. You, if you belong to Jesus, have eternal life flowing through you. Anthony on the end of the phone has eternal life flowing through him. And I'm telling you, this is eternal life, Jesus says. To know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's eternal life. To know the Father and to know the Son. To know as a man knows his wife. To know experientially, not in your noggin, not in your head, but in your life. I know my Redeemer lives. I know He is here with us. I know He works through broken vessels. I know He wants to communicate His word to you today and His love and His mercy. I know those things. I don't think them. I know them. That is the whole basis of what Jesus did on the cross. Not only to forgive you, but to give you a new life in the power of the resurrection. Now we're talking to Anthony, and Anthony has a new life. Thanks be to God for what God has done and is doing in Anthony's life. Tell us a little now, my friend.
I knew Jesus lived when I saw the life of God flowing through Father Tom, through Maria Vidia, through sons and daughters of God who were living fully alive, walking, in their divine purpose that God planned for them before the foundation of the world. Because we are co-heirs and we are co-laboring with Christ, releasing the victory upon this earth. You see, before the biggest breakthrough, there's always the biggest trial. When I see someone going through adversity, I know that God has their hand upon that person's life. When God wants to reveal himself, God will bring a problem because Jesus alone is the solution. And Jesus is attempting to get us to turn to him with all of our hearts, that we do not lean upon our own understanding. There is a way that seems right to a man that leads to destruction. But when we surrender to Jesus Christ, we give everything to him, we come into this place of victory. And it is our job to release the victory of Christ upon this earth. Last night at the prayer meeting, the glory came as it never came before. And I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the same glory that you revealed last night at the glory meeting, you reveal it now to your people through the airwaves. We're praying for Claire's son, who for 5 years had been going through a court case. And he went through guilty, guilty, guilty. And the judge gave him one more shot this morning. And we prayed in the glory of God. Rather than prayed, we declared that they would be innocent. His license would return to him. Holy Spirit, you are going before us to touch the judge's heart. We release a miracle in the name of Jesus. Claire texted me before the broadcast. It's a miracle. Innocent. The judge ruled in his favor. They never thought it was happening. But see, with man, this is impossible, said Jesus. But with God, all things are possible. We got another witness that a woman who could not be pregnant, and she'd been trying and trying and trying. We laid hands upon her. We rebuked any spirit that was not allowing life to come into her womb. We released a child into her womb in the name of Jesus. We got a glory report. She's 7 weeks pregnant. We prayed about
Hallelujah.
7 weeks ago. Hallelujah, Jesus. You see, with Jesus Christ, Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. And when you have that life of God flowing through you, you not only have the ability, but you have the right of a son and daughter of God to release life, victory, and light into every situation, person, or place you come across.
And now the Lord says, I have formed you in the womb to be my servant. I have formed you in the womb to be my servant. Not the president, not the treasurer, but to be the servant of God. I tell you, I don't need any accolades but being the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, who became more than a servant, but became a slave as he washed the feet of his disciples. I am happy being the servant of God. I want to do what the Lord wants me to do today. I want to go where the Lord wants me to go today. I want to help people whom the Lord will send to me today. Oh, yes, I want Jesus, and I want his will. His will is wonderful. I say this about the will of God. It is a million times greater than your will. A billion times greater than my will. The will of God is to know the Father and Jesus, whom the Father sent in the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you know the power of Pentecost? Have you experienced the new birth as well as the Pentecostal experience? Do you pray in other languages? Do you prophesy in the name of Jesus? Do you lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. I tell you, I could not live without Pentecost. I could not function without Pentecost. And I'm going to tell you, in 1968, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the Lord Jesus himself, I experienced Pentecost. I experienced what happened in Acts 2, that the Holy Spirit came upon me. And that night, I began to speak in another language as the Spirit gave me utterance. I had no idea about that stuff. That's 1968. Nothing that I knew. But all of a sudden, I'm praying in a foreign language. And I was filled with the glory of God. I tell you, I'm not happy with 68. I'm happy that God would do miracles today. Better than 68. Better than what he's ever done. That he would touch you and change you by the blood that Christ shed on the cross.
Because the greatest obstacle to the new move of God is the old
move. It's the old move of God.
What is it, Father?
The old move of God is the greatest obstacle to the new thing that God wants to do. We hold on to the old. It's time to give up the old, and it's time to embrace the new. And you know why people don't want to do that? Because it means you live by faith, not by sight. You live by faith, and you don't want to live by faith. You say, well, I've been born again. Isn't that wonderful? So you're a baby. You've been born again. What about what you're doing now? Are you doing apostolic experiences through your hands and through your mouth? Are you doing what Jesus said? Greater things than I will you do because I go to the Father. Don't be satisfied I've been born again. Birth is wonderful, but growth is better. Growth is better. Once I've been born again, and I was born, I'm going to tell you, you might not agree with me. I was born again at 40 days old when my family took me and baptized me, and I received the grace of the living God before I could say yes to him. Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't know it, but you want to know what? A seed was planted within me at 40 days old, and that seed began to germinate and to grow. And I tell you, finally, in 1968, that seed started to produce fruit, and fruit that would last. That's all about it. That's wonderful. I started at 40 days old. Before I could say yes to Jesus, the church said yes for me. At 21, I couldn't rely upon the church saying yes for me. I had to say, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. I surrender my life. And it's been like that since 19 whatever, proclaiming the word of God. I am not my own person. I have given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? He took it. I remember saying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you can have my life. And at that moment, he took my life. And I told him, if I ever take it back, I want to suffer. And you want to know, when I took it back, I started to suffer. So I came back and I gave my life back to Jesus. He's the wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, we're having trouble with the airwaves. I rebuke the trouble in Jesus' name. Have the chosen of the Lord. He shed his blood for you. He's opened heaven for you. And he's not waiting for you to go to heaven. He wants to do something in you today. Change your life. Change your life. Change your discouragement. Change your unhappiness. Change your misery. Oh, get out of that broom tree, like Elijah said, under the broom tree, saying, poor me, poor me. No, not poor you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Not poor you.
Amen.
Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Not poor you. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says. I am your way, your truth, and your life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're so wonderful. You've done all these things in me, through me, for me, in Anthony, through him, for him, in him. Keep it up, O God. But don't let it stop with us. Let, as we speak on these airwaves, the wonderful Holy Spirit overflows from our life to you and to those you're praying for. God wants you to be victorious. Why? Because of the cross. On the cross, the devil thought, I defeated Jesus. On the cross, the Father knew that Jesus forgave our sins, and he had a new life for us in the holy resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes. And Jesus, he wants to allow us to go through the cross so we can live in the resurrection. But first we need to die. We need to die to our plans, our desires, our need to control, us wanting what we want so we can live for Jesus Christ. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but it leads to destruction. See, we have our ways of doing things, but Jesus says, no, my child. All I need you to do is do what I am calling you to do in this moment. Take one step so I can give you the second step. Wake up and seek after me with all your heart. Seek after the kingdom of God, and I will add everything else unto you. For I have predestined you for a destiny in the power of my spirit, in the power of my love. For if you need a job, I already have it for you. If you need a wife or a husband, I have them for you. If you need finances, I have them for you. But you need to draw close to me so you can receive the blessing of God. Our life is about drawing close to Jesus Christ. And when we live, he fills us and we live off the overflow. That when God put you on this earth, he put you on this earth on a mission. And in the mission, when we are close to God, every resource, every gift of the Spirit, every gift of provision, it is already in your spirit. God deposited there in heaven, but it's about releasing the blessings of God over your life, releasing them now. You see, when God wants to reveal himself, he manifests the problem because you have the solution within you. The solution is Jesus. Jesus today wants to take you to the end of yourself so you can say, Lord, no more of my way. I die to what I think. I die to what I want. I die to my plan. Jesus, I am nothing. You are everything. You see, Jesus wants to take us into the crushing. He wants to crush everything out of us so that we can become nothing. Because at the moment where you realize, where I realize we are nothing, and God is everything, we are empty of ourselves, then we can be filled with the divinity. That the kingdom of God is within you. The Lord Jesus is saying, you do not need to worry about anything exterior. See, I will provide everything you need, but you need to worry about cultivating, hearing my voice and doing my will. Because my voice is truth. My will is perfect. That if you live in the present moment and do what I am calling you to do moment by moment, second by second, you will live a life marked in history. Those who know their God will do mighty exploits. Those who know their God will be provided for. For I created you to flourish. I created man to prosper, to multiply. I want to multiply the kingdom of God in you and through you. Father, release
Amen.
The glory of God right now. Release
Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit. You see,
Amen.
God is very simple. And the closer you draw to God, the simpler you become. The kingdom of God is entered when you become like a child. You hear your Heavenly Father and you do His will. You read the Word of God and you believe. Every word in the Bible is true, and the Word of God will never return void. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. For example, I know that divine healing is a portion of God. That when God created Adam and Eve, God never created man to be sick. You know, sin came in the world and death followed, and so did the curse. So we were under the curse and we walk in sickness. But Jesus broke the curse so we can walk in divine health. Now, am I always healthy? No, I'm not always in perfect health. But will I always walk in the faith that I am going to walk in divine health? Because even if that doesn't manifest, that promise of God, it is so pleasing to God that we walk and we have the faith to walk in that. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm thinking of my father. My father was a painter by his occupation. He would wake up at 5 in the morning and go to work. I tell you, he didn't feel like going to work at 5 in the morning. But he got himself out of the bed and did what he needed to do. Maybe you don't feel that you belong to Jesus today. Maybe you don't feel that God has something for you today. Maybe you don't feel the presence of God today. Then what do you have to do? You have to explore your faith. Take your faith and do what you're supposed to do. You don't feel it. I tell you, I'm speaking on this microphone. I have no feelings at all. But you know what? He is the way, the truth, and the life. He gives us victory through the blood of the cross. He is the resurrection and the life. He wants you to come to Him and know that you are His and He is yours. He is giving you a vocation. Oh, yes, all people today are experiencing a new vocation. The vocation to tell others about salvation, about the cross, about the blood, about the resurrection, about Pentecost. He is raising people up. But you've got to go out and do it. No one can do it for you. You've got to go out and do it. I don't know how. Well, learn how, for heaven's sake. You learn how by doing it. You think I knew how in 1968 to bring people to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ? I didn't know how. But you know what? I did it anyway. I received the grace of the Holy Spirit to open my mouth to bring people to Christ. And I learned how to do it. No one taught me. I had no teacher to teach me but the Holy Spirit. I had no human teacher to teach me but the Holy Spirit. And guess what happened about that? Then I, at the prayer meeting, started to feed people as a teacher of wisdom because the Lord lived in me and could speak to me when I surrendered. I had no one to teach me, only the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit began to use me to touch people's hearts and to bring them into Christ Jesus and into His church. I had no experience. I had no, what do you call, spiritual director at that time. My spiritual director at that time was the Holy Spirit. All that He gave me, I would use inch by inch, step by step, mile by mile, doing what He told me to do. No one taught me. I wasn't taught. I was bought with the price of the blood. I wasn't taught. I was bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. 21 years old, began to tell people about the power of the cross, the power of His death, burial, and resurrection, and the power of Pentecost. That was in 68, and I've got the same message now in 25. The message doesn't change, but by Thanksgiving, the messenger has changed through the blood of Jesus. The messenger has changed through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Are you changing today? You don't need to change yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit. I surrender to you, wonderful Holy Spirit. I surrender to you, wonderful Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and do miracles in you, in you, in you, and then tomorrow through you. Well, ask the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come upon your people now. Come, wonderful Jesus. Come bless your people now. Let their hearts be filled with the unction of grace, with the love of the Father. Come, Holy Spirit, introduce people to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would offer their lives to Jesus as a living sacrifice of praise. And so our prayer is, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.